Erevin, Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav. Chamesh Chabur Sheshavsu Betraklin Echad. There were five groups of people which all spent Shabbos in a single palace. This palace opened into a chatzer, and there were other residents of the chatzer. So therefore, a Erev Chatzeros is necessary to allow for carrying in the chatzer. The question here is whether each of the five residents in the palace are considered to be independent of each other, and therefore each and every one of them will have to independently contribute to the Erev, or do we see them as all one group, and therefore only one contribution from the entire palace towards the Erev is necessary? So the Mishnah says that in this case, Beis Shammai Omrim Erev L'chol Chabura V'Chabura, each and every one of the residents of the palace or the groups in the palace has to contribute. So therefore, there would have to be five portions from this palace contributed towards the Erev. Uveis Hillel Omrim Erev Echad L'kulan. According to Beis Hillel, only one contribution is necessary. Under what circumstances are we dealing here? The Gemara explains that if this palace was divided up into five distinct apartments with true walls in between them, then certainly Beis Hillel would agree these are five separate units and each one has to contribute to the Erev. And likewise, if there were not walls between them, so then Beis Shammai would agree to Beis Hillel that only one contribution would be necessary. Under what circumstances are we dealing with? We are dealing with semi-permanent or semi-strong walls. They don't reach the ceiling. They are, however, 10 tfachim tall. And there are various opinions in the Gemara exactly how tall they are. Perhaps they're a little stronger, perhaps they're a little weaker. But according to all opinions, we're dealing here with semi-permanent walls, and thus Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel disagree whether we should see them as five separate residents or as a single unit. Umodim bizman shemiktsas and shruyim b'chadarim ove alios shehin svichan erev l'chol chabura chabura. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree that each and every group in this palace has to contribute to the Erev independently if some are in the house and some are in the attic. Meaning to say that if they're in different stories, if they're separate apartments, like we said, if there are permanent walls between where they live, then everybody would agree that they function as independent units and they have to contribute individually. Mishnah Zayin. Ha'achin v'hashutvin shehayu ochlin al shulchan avihen. Brothers or partners that eat at their father's table. Now, obviously, the partners were not referring to necessarily their fathers. Thus, according to Rashi, the Mishnah should read brothers who eat at their father's table. If you are Gores Shutvin, it would mean that partners who eat at their employer's table. So, on the one hand, they eat at their father's table. On the other hand, v'yishenin bivatehen, they live in their own houses. Tzrichin erev l'chol echad v'echad. Each one of these has to contribute independently to the erev. Meaning to say that even though they all eat in one place, which might indicate that they are one unit and only have to contribute one single unit to the erev, since they sleep in different places, so then each one has to contribute individually. This is the simple reading of the Mishnah, and accords with the opinion of Shmuel, who says that the determining factor is where one eats, but where one sleeps. So since they sleep in independent places, then each one has to contribute individually. However, Rav disagrees. We actually follow Rav. We hold that makom lina goreim, makom pito goreim, where one eats is the determining factor. In which case, this Mishnah seems problematic, because here, in our Mishnah, it seems that they're all eating at the same place, and yet each one has to contribute independently. Why would that be? So the Gemara explains that according to Rav, we're not actually talking about a place where they eat at their father's house. They actually eat at their own houses, but they are supported by their father. And therefore, since they eat and sleep in their own house, even though they're supported by their father, they are considered three separate units, and each one must contribute independently to the Eruv. Lefikach, therefore, im shachach echad mehem velo irev, mevatel es reshuso, if one of them forgot to contribute to the Eruv, they have to do bitul rishus, they have to nullify their rishus, otherwise they would cause a prohibition upon the entire chatzer. In other words, you couldn't carry in the chatzer. Emasai, bizman shemolicha en eruvan lemakom acher. This is only true when the Erev is taken to a different place, meaning to say the Erev is not kept at the house of the father or one of his sons. What we mean to say here is the following. The halacha is, as we've said before, that an Erev is basically some food, bread, let's say, that each member of the chatzer gives and puts in one place, and they're all considered to be residents of that one place. The halacha is that the place where the Erev is stored need not contribute, because it's actually his house. He actually does live there. He doesn't need the symbolic bread to make him be considered as though he's living there, because he actually lives there in reality. That being the case, we're saying the following. If the Erev is kept at the father's house, so then the father doesn't have to contribute, and the sons wouldn't have to either. And we'll explain this in a moment. Aval, im haya Erev ba'etzlan, she'ein imahen diurin b'chatzer, einan shichin le'erev. Another case where you wouldn't need each of the sons to contribute to the Erev independently is that there are no other residents, meaning to say the only three people living in the chatzer are the father and the two sons. In this case, we say the following. Since there isn't an independent need for an Erev, then the father and the sons, because they somewhat live together, being that they're all supported from the same place, do not create an Isser. If an Isser of carrying a Nechatzer already exists, so now, since they're living quasi-independently, each one has to contribute to the Erev. However, if the requirement to make an Erev does not exist independently of these father and two sons, so then the father and two sons do not create a need for an Erev. So they're somewhat in between. On the one hand, they're living independently because they eat their meals and sleep in their own house. On the other hand, since they receive their food from their father, so if there's already an Erev, then a need for an Erev, they must contribute. But if not, so they don't create an Isser.